This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:14 and this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We're talking about businesses really over the last 1 year. The fact that amidst a pretty difficult year for them, we've actually seen a fair number thrive, open new ventures. So we wanted to know what some of your favorite businesses were that perhaps didn't quite make it over the last year. Have any of them shut down? Let us know. Or have you found new ones that you've been supporting? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now crossing over to Nabila Shazwani and Najman Maliki, who are the co-founders of Buttery.my. Najman, Nabila, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
So tell us a little bit about your cake business and how it started.
Hello, I'm Nabila from Buttery. We started a business 3 years ago from home. I was a chemist and I just want to do something fun, something that is less restrictive. So I started baking.
And so if that was the beginning, how did the pandemic significantly change your plans for the business? I imagined it would have.
Yeah, it changed quite a bit in a positive way, if you will. So we had a lot of customers ordering. I guess like Sharmila said earlier, people were at home, don't know what to do, looking at cakes. Yeah. So you do the math. Yeah.
That sounds so familiar. I feel like you're describing me during the MCO. did the fact that you decided to open your physical store in January this year, what made you decide to do this? I mean, which is something many people would consider sort of a big step in the middle of a pandemic.
Actually, because of the pandemic, we started getting a lot of orders. We need more space, more help, and that's why we decided to have a physical space where we can do more baking and get more help.
But did you have concerns or fears about opening a physical store, and how did you manage that?
Ooh, I wish I would say no, but we definitely do have concerns. We had our plans. We actually surveyed, to be honest, starting right before the pandemic hit. February 2020 was the first date we started searching for a spot, and then MCO hit. Everything just went sideways. We put it on hold until we decided that we really, really cannot do anything until we get a space. And yeah, we just took the plunge. I think Nabila usually says, "There's no better time to start anything," right?
Yeah. I'm curious about your financial plans. I mean, how did you work this out? What were your plans as you started this?
Yeah, so we did numbers. We were looking at our orders that we had, and then we know we can't. This is our limit, right? If you can only have 24 hours to do things, and with 24 hours, we can't do that much. So we did the numbers and it made sense to pivot. We got a good deal for our new cafe, and yeah, we just doubled down, got investors to help us out, and currently we still exist, which is okay. Yeah.
So a lot of us are new or returning to dining out again. For a long time, that wasn't the case. People would stay home or just get deliveries. But now people are starting to go out, actually sit down in restaurants and cafes and have a meal, have a cup of coffee. How is this going for you, welcoming people back in? And how did not having people come in impact your business previously?
Yeah, so we started our official physical store on this 19th of January, 2021. If you guys look at the calendar, that is exactly the date where Mujahideen actually announced the second MCO. So that was our first day of like opening, if you will. So we didn't have any dine-in, and that actually affected to us, quote unquote, not existing. So until today, even though we do have dine-ins, we are still affected by it quite a bit just because we opened up at that magical time, right? So people don't come in. Definitely, there are some fears. We take all the steps and all the measures, but yeah, we currently just are not yet on the radar, not yet.
And so what would you say are some of the ways that you've been trying to encourage customers to buy from you or come to your store? And what are some of the things that have worked for you?
Yeah, so definitely we are doing promotions, we're doing online ads and stuff. I guess the biggest thing that worked for us is actually telling people that we are adhering to SOPs, we are doing our best to maintain the best of the best to our best ability. So far that has worked, but in terms of marketing wise, it's definitely still very much online marketing. We're doing a lot of social media ads, and we just started yesterday our first ever ad on a podcast with a local podcaster, a little podcaster known as Ezra Zayt. I don't know if you guys have heard of them before.
When you said local podcaster, I thought, okay, I know who the name is going to be. There's going to be one name said. There it was. I know that this is a big ask, but what have been some of the biggest challenges, if you could sum it up, right, over the last year of these ups and downs, and now considering where you are, what have the biggest challenges been?
Initially, before we opened up our physical store, it was always the glass ceiling that we had, which is four hands can only do so much. But now, for me personally, my biggest challenge is it's always different, like running a business just between you and your partner. But now, with employees and stuff, my personal biggest challenge would be just at the end of the day, I don't have a boss to look to. Like, it feels so lonely. It's just me and Nabila doing this. Yeah, that will be my biggest challenge. I see where you're coming from now, Malik. But yeah. Nabila, what about you?
I think managing people is very, very hard. And we're trying to learn every day. Like, you know, there's so many challenges that we have to face and just have to push through and hope for the best.
What about the fact that there are now so many home bakers or you know, baking businesses that are coming up? How are you dealing with the competition?
We actually quite welcome and enjoy them as well. Like, we buy from home bakers as well. We just do what we do best, I'd say, and definitely stick to what you believe. I think that was the advice that we initially got from one of our entrepreneurial friend. A lot of people will tell you, hey, Sharmila, do this. Hey, Sharmila, do that. And usually it'll be like very opposing ideas. But at the end of the day, if you stick to what you believe, that speaks volume lah.
So now that we're in the CMCO, more people are allowed to dine in. I'm coming back to this. Are you seeing an improvement in business? Are you optimistic?
We are optimistic. But currently, we're still not seeing any a lot of dine-ins just yet. But yeah, we are optimistic, very optimistic.
What would you say are some of the lessons that you've learned so far? It's a baby, it's a new business. But what have you learned so far, especially given that you started it amidst a difficult time?
For me, my biggest lesson would be, just communication goes a long way when you are either not just doing business, but in life in general, and especially if you're doing something with your partner. Yeah, communicating, being transparent, talking to your colleagues, your friends, it helps tremendously. And you?
I think letting people helping you. You know, it's something that I learned. I always think that I can do everything on my own. And actually, there's a lot of people around you that wants to help you and believe in you.
We do have a question from a listener who wants to know, why did you choose Taman Tun to start your business?
Ooh, very nice question. So we could have started a lot of places, but we want to go somewhere where we can actually pivot to either offline or online. So we are an online-based bakery, right, if you will. But if you were to go, say, for example, in the heart of Kepong Industrial Area, where you can focus fully online, you can't pivot, or it's going to be very difficult for you to pivot to offline. And if you go to, say, Bangsa Jalan Telawi, for example, it's going to be very difficult for you to focus on the online side, because in theory, a lot of people come to your store. So I think Taman Tun was a sweet spot. Plus, I think one of the biggest reason was the deal that we got for this particular place. And it's a lovely place, I believe. So yeah, don't believe me, come lah.
In closing, what's next for you guys? What's sort of the next milestone that you've set for yourself?
For us, I guess the next milestone would be what we decide. How do we build the next thing for us? So we started online, and it was crazy, but we did it. Now we started offline, and it is crazy. And if we survive this, we plan and hope to do more things, especially with more Malaysian-based desserts, actually. Ha, fingers crossed.
Thank you so much, Nabila. Thank you, Najman.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
That was Nabila Shazwani and Najman Maliki, who are co-founders of a cake business and a cake store now called Buttery.my. Let us know, have you been supporting new businesses over the last 1 year? Or conversely, have some of your favorite ones, have they struggled? Have they shut down? Tell us. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Lynn, I was wondering whether you had any experiences with new businesses.
I mean, a fair amount, but mostly food and mostly sporadic, I have to say. It's not really been... it's hard, I think. Unfortunately, it's hard to settle on favorites when you only have half the experience, I think. And that's the truth, right? Most of the time when you are ordering from people, unless they are an entirely order-based business, it's always only going to be half the experience. If you're not at the physical location, if you're not speaking to the proprietors, you know, building that relationship, it can be difficult. And I think that that's actually something that so many businesses have to struggle with, to try to build that connection without being able to stand at the counter and say, hello, hi, how's your kid? You know, are they going back to school? All these things that normally you get, right, to build that relationship and to build that loyalty.
I think that's actually a great point, because I realized that connection, I've been getting it from online. So a lot of the home business owners that I've been frequenting or buying a lot of things from, they tend to be the ones who engage with you, say, on Instagram, right? And then you have a little bit of fun sort of talking to them, and they love hearing what you've made with maybe a product that you've bought from them and so on. And I think that's something that doesn't completely replace that live experience, but I think adds to some of it. And I also see that a lot of these newer businesses, they've been doing things like leaving little notes on your orders, for instance.
Yeah.
And I think all of that creates that kind of personal connection that we do crave, and is part of that experience of going out and giving someone your business, right? We want to know, who you've been giving your money to over the last year. What are some of the new businesses that you've been supporting? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.